business process outsourcing, BPO industry, is poised to reap significant benefits for the local economy. BPO involves subcontracting various business-related operations to a third-party provider and is considered one of the most promising areas for spurring job creation and development in Jamaica. With the industry set to experience further growth, Prime Minister Andrew Holness recently broke ground for an additional 63,000 square feet of office space in St. James. The building, which is expected to be completed by early next year, is being constructed in the Montego Bay Free Zone. Prime Minister Holness says the 63,000 square feet will increase BPO-type space by 10% within the Montego Bay Free Zone, bringing the total space in the zone to 665,000 square feet.
Montego Bay currently accounts for approximately 11,000 of the over 18,000 agents in Jamaica's BPO sector. The Montego Bay Free Zone supports manufacturing and warehousing as well, but BPO operations, I gather, occupies more than 60% of the space here, but generates approximately 98% of foreign exchange earnings. It accounts for 96% of the employment in the zone.
Mr. Holness further notes that although the BPO sector continues to grow at a rapid rate, with a 16% growth in the last financial year, the government is pushing for even further expansion of the industry.
Economic growth must mean employment. So we are not going after jobless growth. We are going after inclusive growth, meaning that the people of the country must benefit from the growth.
As the government capitalizes on the opportunities provided by the BPO industry and provides space for such operations across the island, at least 7 new BPO projects are to come on stream. Prime Minister Holness says these projects are expected to be undertaken this year and will continue into 2017.
We will be breaking ground and starting construction. These projects may take a year, year and a half to come to completion, but certainly we will see the manifestations of these projects within this year to mid next year. And those projects will drive employment.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister says, as leader of the country, a part of his job is to look at potential threats to growth and put strategies in place to mitigate them. One such threat, he points out, is the availability of trained human capital. Mr. Holness says the necessary skills are available among Jamaicans, but may not necessarily be accessible to the BPO sector. He assures that this will be addressed through what he describes as allocative realignment of human resources.
So within a year or two, there will be some allocative realignment of human resources from other sectors to the BPO sectors. And that's what labor markets do. Labor markets work well when they can achieve allocative efficiency, when they can get the skills from the areas where they are not producing and contributing the most into the areas that they produce and contribute the most.
According to the Prime Minister, the human resources can be reallocated from the public sector to the BPO sector.
The role of government in facilitating the allocative efficiency of our labor market is to look at where we have human resources whose skills could be better used in operations like business process outsourcing and facilitate that reallocation, facilitate that transfer. This is one way in which the government acts as a facilitator.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The BPO industry, which began in the Montego Bay Free Zone in 1985, has over 35 companies operating in the country.
Do you have a climate-saving startup? Well, access up to $15,000 in investments through the Caribbean Climate Innovation Center launched GreenTech Accelerator. The program is the first of its kind in the Caribbean. What's in it for you? Up to $6,000 in grants per startup, access to mentorship at industry investors, business model development, prototype development, become part of an amazing community, and so much more. Apply before September 9. Only 10 startups will be selected. For more information, visit caribbeancic.org/launch it or call 876-977-2154. Discover what's possible.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.